Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Well, welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. Alan T here with you for the next hour, and quite appropriate, that little piece there from the film The Graduate, because this week we're featuring the film The Graduate. This came out in 1967, and it was based on a 1963 novel of the same name by Charles Webb. Now, The Graduate was released December 21st, 1967, to critical and commercial success, grossing over $104.9 million in the United States and Canada, making it the highest grossing film of that year. Now, if that's adjusted to inflation, that amounts to about $857 million by today's money. Well, it received seven nominations at the 40th Academy Awards, including for Best Picture and Best Director. Unfortunately, it only received one Oscar, and that was for Best Director. In 1996, The Graduate was selected for preservation in the U.S. National Film Registry as being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. Let's listen to the trailer now.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again.
Listen, everybody, I want you all to be quiet. I've got Ben's college yearbook here, and I just want to read you some of the wonderful things about Ben.
Hey, there's the award-winning scholar.
We're all very proud of you, Ben.
How are you, track star?
What are you going to do now?
I was going to go upstairs for a minute.
Oh, I meant with your future. Your life.
Well, that's a little hard to say.
Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me. Aren't you?
Have you gotten us a room yet?
I haven't, no.
Do you want to?
I'll get undressed now, is that all right?
Sure. Shall I? I mean, shall I just stand here? I mean, I don't know what you want me to do.
Why don't you watch?
Oh, sure, thank you.
Benjamin, are you having an affair with someone?
I do think you should know the consequences of what you've done. I do think you should know that my wife and I are getting divorced soon.
What happened between Mrs. Robinson and me was nothing. It didn't mean anything.
Well, that's not saying much for my wife.
The point is, I don't love your wife. I love your daughter, sir.
Ask you a question and then I'm going.
From him?
No. I want to know why you're here in Brooklyn. Is it because I'm here?
Well, look, I love you.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Will you marry me?
We're getting married tomorrow.
Why don't you just drag me off if you want to marry me so much?
You can't stop me from seeing her, Mrs. Robinson. I'll find her.
Sorry we won't be able to invite you to the wedding, Benjamin, but the arrangements have been so rushed.
Oh, Jesus, God. No.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary.
Trailers back then were so different to how they are today. Well, although there's a lot of Simon and Garfunkel music in the film, the essential music that was played, incidentally, I would say, was by Dave Grusin. Now, Dave Grusin is an American composer, arranger, producer, jazz pianist, and band leader, and he's composed many scores for feature films and television, and has won numerous awards for his soundtrack and record work, including an Academy Award and 10 Grammy Awards. He's also a frequent collaborator with director Sidney Pollack, as was scoring many of his films, 3 Days of the Condor, Absence of Malice, Tootsie, The Firm, Random Hearts. And in 1978, Grusin founded GRP Records with Larry Rosen and was an early pioneer of digital recording. Well, he's featured quite extensively in the film The Graduate, and we'll be playing his music alongside that of Simon and Garfunkel as well. And we're also going to include some other tracks from Simon and Garfunkel. Otherwise, the program will be a little bit short today. So let's get off with the first one, which is the version one from the film of Mrs. Robinson. Very different. Version of Mrs. Robinson used in the film. We'll be playing the commercial version also in the program today. We're going to kick off now with the first track from Dave Grusin. This is the Singleman's Party Fossil. Thank you. On the Strip from Dave Grusin, music from the movie The Graduate. Let's have a look at the plot, if you remember most of it. I'm sure you will if you're about my age or a little bit younger, maybe. After earning his bachelor's degree from an East Coast college, Benjamin Braddock returns to his parents' Pasadena, California home. During his graduation party, he's urged to join a business dealing in plastics, the material of the future. Benjamin cringes as his parents praise him during the party, and he retreats into his bedroom until Mrs. Robinson, the wife of his father's law partner, insists that he drive her home. Once there, she tries to seduce him. He initially resists her advances, but his failed attempts to connect with his parents make him feel isolated. Well, desperate for any kind of connection, he soon invites Mrs. Robinson to the Taft Hotel, where he registers under the pseudonym Mr. Gladstone.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary. Was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cavalry shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and snow-crested cloud without no sleep or night and a child of romance, she'll be a true love of sleeps on a wind of a cloudy calm. Tell her to find me a savior of flower, a sprinkling of deep parsley, sage, rosemary, and toshes the salt water and sunset strands and polishes of fan. She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle of blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and
Affair Canticle from Simon and Garfunkel. This next piece of music was played after he leaves the hotel. We'll be right back. Dave Grusin, and to great effect. Well, Benjamin spends the summer floating in his parents' swimming pool by day and meeting Mrs. Robinson at the hotel by night. Well, during one of their trysts, Mrs. Robinson reveals that her loveless marriage resulted when she accidentally became pregnant with her daughter, Elaine. When Benjamin jokingly suggests that he date Elaine, Mrs. Robinson angrily forbids it. However, Benjamin's parents and Mr. Robinson, unaware of the affair, are eager for Benjamin to date Elaine and relentlessly pester him to ask her out. Benjamin gives in, and he reluctantly takes Elaine on a date. The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back to The Director's Cut. Today we're featuring The Graduate this week. Well, when Benjamin sees how upset Mrs. Robinson is, he attempts to sabotage the date by ignoring Elaine, driving recklessly and taking her to a strip club. As you heard that piece of music just then. She flees the club in tears, but Benjamin, feeling remorseful, goes after her, apologises and kisses her. They eat in a drive-in restaurant where they bond over their shared uncertainty about their future plans. Well, after they visit the Taft Hotel for a late-night drink and the staff greet Benjamin as Mr. Gladstone, Elaine deduces that Benjamin is having an affair with a married woman. Well, Benjamin swears that the affair is over and makes plans for another date with Elaine in the following day. This is one of the classic pieces of music from the film.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light, I split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. Echo the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to a neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered the sound of
Graduate. Well, to prevent Benjamin from dating Elaine, Mrs. Robinson threatens to tell Elaine about their affair. To thwart this, Benjamin reveals to Elaine that the married woman is her mother. Well, Elaine is so upset that she throws Benjamin out of the house. Soon she returns to school at Berkeley, and Benjamin follows her to Berkeley, hoping to regain her affections. Now, this is one of the tracks that I've put into The Graduate today from Simon & Garfunkel. Not in the film, but I thought it's worth listening to here in the programme. This is a hazy shade of winter.
So hard to please. But look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. In the Salvation Army bound, down by the riverside, it's bound to be a better ride than what you got planned. Carry your cup in your hand and look around, leaves are brown now. Sky is a hazy shade of winter. Hang on to your hopes, my friend. That's an easy thing to say, but if your hopes should pass away, simply pretend that you can build them again. Look around, the grass is high, the fields are ripe, it's the springtime of my life. Stop and remember me. At any convenient time, when I have my memberships, while the noble manuscripts are unpublished rhyme, drinking my vodka and lime. I look around, trees are brown now, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter.
This week in the program, as we continue now with one of the most famous songs from the film, and of course it is the title of the film, the commercial version coming up in just a few moments. Well, Elaine initially rejects him and briefly dates medical student Carl Smith, but then learns that her mother lied to her when she claimed that Benjamin raped her. and the pair reconcile. Well, Benjamin pushes for an early marriage, but Elaine is uncertain despite her feelings for him. Later, an angry Mr. Robinson arrives at Berkeley and confronts Benjamin in his boarding house room, where he informs him that he and his wife will be divorcing soon and threatens to have Benjamin locked up in prison if he continues to see Elaine. He then forces Elaine to leave college to marry Carl. So let's hear it. The commercial version of Simon and Garfunkel's brilliant track, Mrs. Robinson, from the film The Graduate.
You
The Dave Grissin track from the film The Graduate there. That's great. Well, Benjamin drives back to Pasadena and breaks into the Robinson home searching for Elaine. Instead, he finds Mrs. Robinson, who calls the police and claims her house is being burglarized. She tells Benjamin that he cannot prevent Elaine's marriage to Carl. Before the police arrive, Benjamin flees the Robinson home and drives back to Berkeley. There, he visits Carl's fraternity and is told that the wedding will take place in Santa Barbara that day. Well, he speeds to Santa Barbara in the Alfa Romeo car he received as a graduation present from his parents. Well, what do you think? Okay, let's have another track from the Simon and Garfunkel. Not featured in the film, but one of their great sounds. This is America.
We'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America. I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. Smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine. And the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said. Oh, I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America.
You're listening to Talk Radio Europe.
Do people have a tendency to dump on you? Does your group have more cavities than theirs? Do all the hippies seem to get the jump on you? Do you sleep alone when others sleep in pairs? Well, there's no need to complain. We'll eliminate your pain. We can neutralize your brain. You feel just fine. I'll be bright green. Pleasure machine. Two figures of authority just shoot you down. Is
life within the business world to drag. Did your boss just mention that you better shop around to find yourself a more productive bag? Are you worried and stressed? Can't seem to get no rest. Put our product to the test. You feel just fine. Biofree, bright green, pleasure machine.
The big, bright, green pleasure machine from Dave Grissom. That's the last of his tracks. Well, we're going to play out with two tracks from Simon and Garfunkel, not featured in the film, but of course some of their favourite music. Why not? The Car Runs Out of Gas, a short distance from the church, and Benjamin runs to the church, arriving just as the ceremony is ending. Benjamin's desperate appearance in the glass church gallery stirs Elaine into defying her mother and fleeing the sanctuary. Benjamin fights off Mr. Robinson and repels the wedding guest. He swings a large cross, which he uses to barricade the church doors, remember it well, trapping inside all the people involved in the deception. Benjamin and Elaine, latter still in her wedding gown, escape aboard a bus and sit amongst the startled and staring passengers. Well, as the bus drives away, their ecstatic smile slowly fades away as they begin to ponder their uncertain future. Thanks as always to support from Mari and for Eamon as well. We're going to go out with the two tracks from the Simon and Garfunkel duo, Fantastic Sound of the Boxer, and then we're going to hear Bridge Over Troubled Waters. Thanks for your time. Enjoy.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I have squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. My home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. And wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding me. A boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, I am leaving, bye.
hard to find and still remains.
Thank you. You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.